From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come your way with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program that originates from our studios here at the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Today, we're going to begin a series entitled The Temple of the Living God. The Temple of the Living God. So let me begin by asking you a question today, and that is this. What comes to your mind when you think of the word temple? Now, no doubt you'll think of some great edifice established by some religious order for ritualistic activities. And in reality, that would be true. But do you realize that as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a temple? Think about that. If you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, if you are born again, if you are a child of God, then you are a temple. The Bible tells us that you as a Christian, you are the temple of the living God. Now, does that sound awesome to you? Well, it should. In fact, it should cause you to pause and think about all that it involves. Because, you see, it's very serious to take into consideration the fact that as Christians, we are the temples of the living God. Well, that's what we're going to be discussing throughout the course of this week. Because as a Christian, you are the temple of the living God, and it's important that you should use your body in such a way that will bring honor and glory and praise to the Lord. The question is, how must you take care of God's temple? Did you ever think about that? I would encourage you just to pause here for a moment or two today and look at your life, look at your what you do, look at your body, and ask yourself the question, what do I do to take care of God's temple? Well, again, we're going to be talking about that throughout the course of the week. But let me ask another question, and that is this, what is a temple? Now, again, as I said, when I mentioned that word temple, or when you think of the word temple, you no doubt think of some kind of a religious edifice, and that's good. But let me give you the definition of a temple. A temple is a building reserved for religious rituals and activities such as prayer and worship. Now, that is according to the definition of the dictionary. A temple is a building reserved for religious rituals and activities such as prayer and worship. Nothing wrong with that definition. And certainly we recognize that various religions of the world construct great temples. You think of Hinduism and Buddhism and Sikhism and Islam, Judaism, and all the rest. They put out these huge temples, and they're very beautiful. They're very big, most of them. And, of course, people flock to them to do their prayers and do their religious activities. Even today, you know, as we look at the Christian church, we find that some churches put up huge edifices, and they call them temples. As a matter of fact, I know of a number of churches that refer to themselves as the Temple Baptist Church or whatever the case may be. But this week, we are not talking about a building made up of brick and mortar. We are talking about the body, the physical body of the individual Christian. And so we need to take into consideration that sound biblical teaching indicates that the temple of God relates to the individual believer in Christ. Again, I've made this statement a time or two already, but I want to reiterate it because I want us to think about the fact that every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we are the temples individually of the living God. The Bible teaches that concept over and over again. For instance, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and let's note verses 19 and 20. There it tells us that according to biblical truth, God's temple is the body of each Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. I'm sure that many of you know this passage of Scripture, but perhaps some of you who are just recently saved, you've not yet come across this text. Well, let's take a look at it today. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. It says, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Stop to think about that. Don't you know, dear Christian, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? You see, the Bible teaches us that the moment we are saved, the Holy Spirit takes up his residency in our lives. The very instant we call upon the name of the Lord, God begins to dwell in us through the ministry, through the presence, through the person of the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Word of God teaches that very, very clearly. In fact, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 8, it says this, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." That's pretty clear. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In other words, if the Spirit of God does not live in the person, then that person does not belong to the Lord. It is as simple as that. Why? Because the Spirit of God takes up his residency in the life of every Christian at the moment they trust Christ. I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior on July the 17th, 1964. And that very moment, the Spirit of God entered into my life, and he has never left me, and he never will leave me, because we have the promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so, dear Christian, stop to think of something. The very moment that you were saved, the Holy Spirit began to live in you, and now you belong to the Lord. Again, look at that verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. "What, know ye not that your body, your individual body as a Christian, is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" As a Christian, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to God because your body is God's temple. Verse 20 tells us what we should do in light of that, where it says, "For ye are bought with a price," that is, with the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Every one of us as Christians need to recognize that we are bought with the price of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He has redeemed us. We belong to God, and everything that we do should be done to bring glory and praise to God. So according to biblical truth, God's temple is the body of each Christian, but also according to biblical truth, individual believers united in the local church of Jesus Christ make up God's temple on earth. Think about that one. According to biblical truth, individual believers united in the local church of Jesus Christ make up God's temple on earth. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and look at verses 16 and 17. And what we see in this passage is that it's very similar to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, but it has a different impact, as it were. Notice 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. It says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, which him shall God destroy." Excuse me. Let me say that again. "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Now, whereas in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, it speaks of the individual, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it is speaking of the local church. And so what we find is that when believers come together in the fellowship of the local church. Those believers coming together in the fellowship of the local church make up the temple of God. And again, we're not talking about the physical structure of brick and mortar, but when you and I as Christians come together in the fellowship of the local church, when we join the membership of the local church, then we become, along with others, the temple of God in the area in which that local church exists. And verse 17 is very significant when it says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Here's the point. Because of the fact that the local church, made up of born-again believers, is the temple of God, anyone who in any way, shape, or form defiles the local church, God himself will destroy. It's as clear as that. People who break up local churches and who divide local churches will truly answer to God, because you see, the local church is the temple of God in that area. So those two things to take into consideration. According to biblical truth, God's temple is the body of each Christian. But also, according to biblical truth, individual believers united in the local church of Jesus Christ make up God's temple on earth, and particularly in the location in which that individual local church is located. And so, as a believer, you are the temple of the living God. The question is, how should you and how should I, as a born-again believer, live in light of the fact that our bodies are the temple of the living God? Well, we're going to be talking about that throughout the course of this week, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.